Yeah. BattleClubGaming.com. The Boom Podcast. Staccato. Y'all using. Stella King, what up?
Rifle gleaming, switching lane, two seaters hating and loving for the same reason. They can't leave me, the game need me, but the squad needs someone to believe in. Let's go. Someone call for a spawn, and they know I'm a spawner where they want. They looking for a sniper, so I'm switching up. Another battle in the digits, dismissing all of these disses. My trigger finger is itching. The M98B bipodic with the 12x scope. Bullet fire, plastic tanks, passion man hit you in the throat. Watch it choke while the homie Don take your partner's dog tags. Play my position, spotted him. Now franchise hitting with that shotgun precision. The squad's finished, respawn for another ass kick. Rifle gleaming, switching lane, two seaters hating and loving for the same reason. They can't leave me, the game need me, but the squad needs someone to believe in. Let's go, someone call for a spawn, and they know I'm a spawner where they want. They looking for a sniper, so I'm switching up. Check my style, switch it up. P90, rush the door, spray the people laying on the floor. This is a war. Poppy ride through tank, bumping like a wood track. Watch your back. That man got C4, but he bucked by the ice storm. DMA team, snipe you, leave you torn. Name a spawn, beacon, spot radar. We about to charge. Hit the MCOM, loaded up. Enemies showing up. Born chopped the motor down, now it's blowing up. This is squad tactics, moving like a unit. A world oil machine, a battlefield's dream. Points from the spots racking up. Every time my riders intervene, dismantling your team. That's when they thought they had me. Stella roll up on the scene with them UK cats. But terror went stealth, stuck a knife in your back. Everybody screaming, where's he did? He roll killed you with the Amtrak, how you like that? Rifle gleaming, switching lane, two seaters hating and loving for the same reason. They can't leave me, the game need me, but the squad needs someone to believe in. Let's go, someone call for a spawn, and they know I'm a spawner where they want. They looking for a sniper, so I'm switching up.
No, we don't edit at all.
The main and only edits that I really do anymore is when you get super duper racist.
That isn't a lie. When's the last time I said anything racist?
Like the last show?
No, I didn't.
Probably.
I had to be at the sexist comments.
Were those? Dude, okay.
Those? That no, was those the jokes?
That counts.
Then you mind if we just deleted everything we said from the whole thing?
What?
Should deleted everything we said from the whole thing? Because everything we said was sexist.
Everything we said sex, nothing else was
sexist. Guy in the cardboard box came on and it was all sexist.
Guy in the cardboard box is a revolutionary mind, okay?
Sexist.
He's revolutionary.
The jokes were tasteful at best.
The jokes were...
Damn, you can't pick it up.
Stupid. No,
can't pick up the mic.
Working, so I had to try it.
Oh, boy. You're talking about me. Guess whose mic is working with the tape?
Hello?
Guess who needs a little duct tape?
Hello?
A little hospital tape. What? So we're dead air for 20 minutes. Yeah. What's going on?
Well, why don't you start a conversation?
Oh, God, there's nothing to talk about. Because everything we talk about needs to go towards the show because we're running out of ideas.
Hello?
Oh, I guess we can talk about the people that are coming on. Okay, who's coming on today? You tell me,
Hopefully, Derek got me.
Derek God is coming on. And then next week.
Hello?
The next week is. We're having two next week, right? Or we're going to, is it we after that?
We're going to spread them out. We're going to spread them out.
All right, so next week we're getting who? Is it Boo Boo?
I don't know. I haven't decided which one, but...
We need to get Boo Boo on first.
We're going
to
get Boo Boo.
Because she said she was excited.
Yes, Boo Boo was very excited.
So we're going to get her on. And because we did want to ask her... Did you ever figure out about the YouTube thing? Jesus Christ, here we go. This is going to be one
of those. It's not my
fault. What's your wish name? What about your wish name? Your PlayStation head thing. Don't work?
Who?
Your PlayStation headset.
See, this one ain't working right here.
Why?
Because this is supposed to be up in here. And it's not up in there like it's supposed to be.
Today's drink is brought to you by Vitamin Fizz. Vitamin Fizz. 100% natural flavors, only 15 calories.
100% Fizz. 200% delicious.
Vitamin Fizz. vitamin enhanced sparkling water. I got lemon lime today, and we got wild berry. Caffeine free. So all the people that try to stay away from caffeine, like me, on drink like clear sodas. Yeah, it is. I mean, come on. Vitamin Fizz is a lightly carbonated flavored filled refreshment with a boost of B and C vitamins to quench your thirst and keep you healthy. Try Vitamin Fizz for a refreshing new twist on flavor fun. Nutritional facts.
Sir, do I not know something?
And the main thing about Vitamin Fizz at the very bottom of the can is please recycle the cans, people.
Is there something going on?
America.
I don't know.
This has been 3 minutes of me being awesome.
Okay. All right, here we go. Bam! I'm back.
And then we got the nutritional facts.
So that's what we're doing. We're going straight into the drinks.
Yeah, for all natural drink. No, for, I feel for all natural drinks, you should have maybe up to 5 to 6 ingredients. You start breaking the 12 mark. But it's a vitamin drink, so I guess we can let that slide.
Huh?
It's a vitamin drink. That's a natural. Yeah, 100% natural flavors. Just when you start hitting into like the 12, 13 mark for ingredients, you kind of start losing me. Especially when you can't pronounce half of them. Carbonated water, sugar, citric acid, natural fruit flavors, which aren't really natural.
Citric
acid? Let's explain something to people. It's natural.
Like citric acid.
Acid, damn it. Acid.
Citric acid?
Natural flavors, which aren't natural. They're synthetically made to taste natural. Vegetable juice. Really? I know it's a lot of
citric acid.
I know a lot of places do that. What? Like, if you get a fruit juice or fruit something, you know, they'll put vegetable juice in there, too.
Yeah, they're trying to make sure that the kids
get their vegetable intake.
Which is good, but it's a lie. A lie. And, here we go. Final Fantasy Calcium Disdidium Etta.
What?
Huh? See how I put that in there? Huh? No? No? Anybody listening? Boo Boo probably knows what I was talking about. She's probably laughing right now when she hears this. She's like, oh, yeah, you're such a clever little guy. I'll do it again. Final Fantasy Calcium Disdidium Etta. Get it? Disdidium? I said disdodium. It's disodium, but I was like disdidium. Trying to make a joke out of it. It's America at its best.
Anyway, so what are we supposed to be doing here? Because I'm lost.
You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm been. My thing's good. I'm gone. Let's do this.
Oh, which one do you want? You want lemon lime or wild berry?
Either one.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I like lemon lime stuff.
Let's try with the lemon lime. I'll go with the, I think I've had the lemon lime before. I think. I can't remember. So I'm going to go with the wild berry. It's carbonated, I believe, so be careful. Crack this sucker open. I'm going to crack it over near the mic. Feel the carbonation power. Oh! Snap. Okay. This is the wild berry. Caffeine free, people. It smells.
Oh, so wait, I'm drinking some of that and some of the other one.
You're going to drink the lemon lime. You wanted yours. It smells like. I think something smells creamy. You know what I mean? Milky. Let's try it.
I don't want to taste nothing that's milky.
Hey man, that's good. Try that. It reminds you of a diet something. Okay. Like if you just had a diet.
I think I've had this before.
Yeah, you got that little diet.
Where did this come from?
Big Lots.
Are they still closed?
They're almost done. They got like about 90% of all the stuff pushed out of there. It's good though. I like it. Isn't it? See, this is for vitamin drink. Honestly, this is probably the best we're gonna get.
Yeah, not bad.
That's better than that crap.
Hold on, we're gonna tweet a picture of it so you never find it unless you have a Big Lots.
Put the vitamin right here. Big Lots is really awesome for their stuff. Like Big Lots will give you a lot of drinks that you'll never see in stores and stuff. Remember Everfrist? Everfriend, they're called Everest, Everfrest. They sell in the dollar store.
Yeah.
And but they, you will never see it in the other store ever. And all of a sudden now it's became popular, now you see it in all the stores all of a sudden. Dollar store, Everest. You better be thanking the dollar store.
Thank you, dollar store.
Dollar General.
Son of a bitch.
Love you. Okay, so let's talk about. Remember, I'm gonna talk about something.
Okay.
Yesterday was a terrible day.
All right.
Okay, let me explain.
Spill the sand.
I went to Dallas. Okay, we're sitting there. Lady comes out. Hey, you know, we're not gonna be. We're not. We're having problems with the water, and two people called off.
Two people.
Two work. Now this isn't
two like whole people.
Yes.
Not half of people. Now, whole people.
Now we're not talking about two nurses, which you can live with.
Okay.
We're talking about two techs called off. Okay. Now, I know what y'all thinking. What's the big deal of that? Yeah, this is dialysis people. Okay. They're running shorthanded as it is. Mm-hmm. So when two people call off, the rest of the technicians have to pick up the slack for the six patients that person has.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning people get on late.
People get on late.
People get off late.
Get off late.
People are mad.
Run around in circles.
And with the water problem.
Water.
They're talking about we weren't going to get in until like maybe 8 o'clock.
So you went to dialysis.
Now remember, we at 5 o'clock in the morning. 4 o'clock in the morning.
4 o'clock in the morning. 5
o'clock in the morning. Right. Yep.
Okay. So you're at dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
And water's not working at dialysis.
The water is not working.
Properly. Water's not working. So what happens?
So the people that came out, so the people were angry. They were like, we're going to give them a certain amount of time to get the water fixed. So we're like, okay, we'll give them a half hour. So 7 o'clock comes rolling around now. So we're sitting here for like an hour and a half now. 7 o'clock come rolling around.
7 o'clock.
She's like, we just called.
Wait.
Literally just called.
So y'all, you was at dialysis at 5 in the morning.
5 in the morning.
They knew there was water problems.
Right.
But didn't call anybody till 7.
She didn't come out until 7, saying, so they tried to fix it themselves instead of just doing the smart thing. They called the water fixing guy.
I see.
So the water fixing guy shows up at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Everybody left at 7:30. There was 20 patients there. Only 6 of us stayed. About 24 or 6 of us stayed.
6.
And so in a way, the techs got it easy.
Because so many people left.
Yes. So the people, the techs that didn't call in. And what were they going to do? They're going to get mad at us? It's y'all's fault.
Yes. Because y'all left.
No, it's not.
You left dialysis, sir.
I didn't leave. I stayed.
Oh, okay. You stayed at dialysis. But they left dialysis, sir. You do not just up and leave dialysis and analyses with whom me, myself, cannot believe.
Even the most faithful of the patients that never missed dialysis, they left.
Had to leave.
They left.
I understand that, though. I understand that. Because it's already, you know, it's... You're being on dialysis.
4 hours.
How, I mean, do you think they probably looked at it and saw it like, ah, shit, I get a break today from this shit? Or was it just annoyance of the fact that they couldn't just get on and get off?
They were mad. I think, because they were trying to wait as long as they could to see what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she came out, freaking hour and a half, 2 hours later, talking about she just called the water person.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably another 15, 20 minutes to wait for him to get there.
Mm-hmm.
On top of another half hour. So I didn't even get on the machine till about, it had to be close to about 8-ish.
Mm-hmm. And then you were on 4 hours.
So 4 hours. So I ended up running short, though, because they had to get the second shift on. Because that's not fair for the second.
You didn't even get your
shift. Whole
dialysis.
No,
dialysis.
I got about maybe 2 hours in.
Two hours.
They had to take me off, and they took me off. I went running the 4. Mm-hmm. I was like, cause I'm not going to be the guy when these other people come in, they're going to be pissed off. Because you know, the taxi pick you up and the taxi pick you up.
Right.
So they. I think your mic's out again, buddy.
It's all out. Just keep going.
So they, you know, if those people get picked up, they're waiting 2 hours on top of being there early. So they probably wouldn't have got on to like 10. So right. Pretty much everybody that came in there pretty much got off early. Right. Plus, they called some of the second shift in early seats to try to pull them up.
Mm-hmm.
So it worked out for them, but. I mean, I'm just tomorrow. We'll see what happens tomorrow morning when I go in there. Plus, I had a raging diarrhea.
So, wait. You went to dialysis, 5 o'clock in the morning, water problems, raging diarrhea.
Yeah.
Good job, sir.
I was cramping bad.
Good job,
sir. You ever
had
the diarrhea where you cramp and you just can't take it no more?
Yeah. You know, it was the worst thing in the world when you get hemorrhoids and you have diarrhea.
I don't have hemorrhoids, but go ahead.
Like, if you ever in your life have experienced hemorrhoids, right? You almost, you look at the toilet scared when you have to take a dump. Like, literally, you sit down and the whole time you're wondering, at some point, I'm going to have to go take another shit. And that's all you fucking think about.
Mm.
And then once your stomach starts bubbling, it's like, fuck, man, why does this have to happen? You know, I would suggest don't wait. Immediately run out, get your butt cream, and fix that shit. Because hemorrhoids, and then you end up with diarrhea, it is no fucking joke.
Roid rage.
You feel quite possibly like death is around the corner.
What do y'all do to get hemorrhoids?
I mean, you can get them all kind of ways.
Uthman got them.
You can get it from
trash and got them.
Spicy foods can flare up hemorrhoids.
I don't know how to get out
of fucking eat, just eating wrong, like a lot of fried foods and shit.
Yeah, they can
flare up your hemorrhoids. Constant pooping.
That's not me.
Constant bowel movements going on. I could do it. It's all kind of shit. I could do it, man. But man, it is. It is not a good sight. It is not. It's scary because you get all hemorrhoidy. You be wiping your butt and there be blood on it. You be like, oh shit, I got butt cancer. I got all kind of shit. You be like, what the fuck is going on?
Gentle Jesus.
And then you gotta stick the butt cream thing up your butt, and it's just all. It's just all kind of problems. That's what eating healthy is worth it. Eating healthy is worth it.
That's me. I'll put up some hamburgers for a piece of meat. What about let's see, what was I gonna ask? Well, I guess we could talk about the whole Dark Knight fiasco.
The Batimani situation.
All right, so if they don't, they obviously know, but they don't know. Tell them what happened.
They gotta know. An individual ran up into the screening or the premiere of the Batman midnight premiere of the Dark Knight Rises in Colorado, Aurora, Colorado, I believe it was. And dude just went crazy, started shooting up people, you know? And you know, I think people throw that term crazy out a little bit too easily.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you do something drastic like that doesn't mean you're crazy. To me, it seemed like he knew exactly what he was doing. He knew what the outcome of what he wanted to do mm-hmm. was going to be. And I think that to just label him crazy or some shit or mentally, which all right, let me finish this, then I'm gonna get, and then to label him, you know, crazy is kind of, to me, it's a blow against the victims. He knew what the fuck he was doing. He wasn't crazy. He came in with the fucking, to me, and this is no disrespect to like soldiers, you know, fighting a war, but it's almost as a soldier, when you know you go into a certain situation, you know what the outcome is going to be. You're there, people are going to die, and it was almost that same situation. Like, he came in there knowing people was going to die, and I didn't feel like it was on some crazy shit. It wasn't on them. People were talking about mind control. You know, I'm not saying I don't believe in conspiracy theories and shit, but come on, not everything is a fucking...
Is that mind control? That
yeah, now it's a mind control thing.
Who mind controlled him?
The government.
Is the man?
The man mind controlled him and made him do this so that they could pass laws to take away our guns. Which, fuck that, you never take away my guns even though I don't have any yet.
You would
but,
have to blame, like, every shooting ever on the government.
I'm saying that all the school shootings and shit. And then it's not even to say that people won't try to use this as an opportunity to try and get gun laws changed and take away people's guns and shit. But, you know, it's just one of those situations where, you know, if it wasn't a white dude, if it was an Arab dude, it had been seen as terrorism.
Yep.
And the focus wouldn't be on gun laws. It would be on Homeland Security.
If it was a black dude, it's considered as a ghetto or
a gang,
or some sort of gang
bang. And that's the thing. And that was interesting. Somebody brought this shit up on Twitter, and they were saying how, you know, because it was a white guy that was doing the shootings, all of a sudden he must be, you know, have some kind of mental problem, a mental disorder, or some shit like that. Whereas if it was like, say, an Arab person, he would have been automatically labeled as just a terrorist. He's a radical terrorist. If it was a black person, he's just a fucking thug. He's a no, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, they using, I mean, the motherfucker, I don't think it's a mentally, from, I mean, they haven't said a lot about him, but from the way it looks to me, he wasn't mentally challenged in no way. He didn't have no mental problems. It's just a motherfucker that wanted to portray a fucking character and bring that shit to life, and for a goal, for a purpose, a reason. To me, it seems like of being known. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he wanted to, because if you read about it, it almost seems like he was kind of like in the background type of guy. You know what I'm saying? that every now and then you might get those background type of dudes who try to do something to make them stand out. And to me, this was his thing. You know what I'm saying? He gave himself that Joker persona and shit from the Batman and did it at a Batman premiere where a lot of people was going to be there and it was going to get a lot of attention. And unfortunately, a lot of people.
So, here's the thing. A dude walked in with army flak. Gas mask.
Mask, yeah.
And y'all, nobody decided to ask him, hey, can pat you down? Can you check?
No. What happened was,
how'd you get the guns in?
Well, this is what happened. He actually bought a ticket.
Right.
So he was in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
He left the movie theater through the emergency exit, they said, and then kept the propped the door open.
Mm-hmm.
Went out, I guess, to his car or whatever, changed to all the shit, got his ammo, his guns and shit, and it came back through the emergency exit, and then was walking up the steps, shooting people and shit.
Again, put it out there again. They know, and the thing about this, it's like the movie theaters know people don't do that, like sneaking out the emergency exit.
Mm-hmm.
To not have somebody patrolling that area, or having someone watching the emergency exit 20, whilst the movie theater's open. I mean, come on.
But do you think? I mean,
I'm not. What I'm just saying is, I mean, I don't know. I just,
do you? Is that how important is it? Like, do you think that violence in the movie theater is that important that you would have people watching the exits? I mean, there have been shootings in movie theaters before, but
violence is so prevalent nowadays. Period. That I think you should take precautions anyways. Is what I'm saying.
But what? I don't know. I just don't
care if it's a movie theater, a library, a taco truck. I mean, if you got to protect something, you need to protect it.
But who feels like they need to go to a movie theater and be protected?
I do now.
Well, yeah, now.
I did before.
You were scared to go to the movie theater.
I wasn't necessarily scared, but I always thought, what if? It was always in the back of my
mind. What if somebody came in and shot up a movie theater?
Somebody decided instead of a school, instead of a federal building, to come inside. There's a lot of people sitting there. They really can't run anywhere that fast.
Right.
And they just decided, hey, today's the day I'm going to just
shoot up a theater. Or
they could have got mad.
A concert.
A concert. Exactly.
Well, niggas do that shit all the time. So
they have security at the concerts. Why not at a movie theater?
I don't know,
Maybe it's just me. I've always thought that. I was like, man, what's to stop anybody from coming in the movie theater and killing up people?
That's the thing. But that's something that you can apply to anything. You could be like, I'm in Walmart, and somebody could just come in and start shooting people up. I'm in Kroger. I'm in the dollar store. That's something that you can apply to any location, but which locations do you deem that dangerous that you need that type of security? You know what I'm saying?
I think a high crowded place, a place where more casualties are likely than not, needs.
So then,
security.
What do you deem high casualty?
Like if you see dollar store, if you walk into Dollar General, right from the Kroger store,
right.
You go in there, they may have security there once in a while, but it's never really a high volume of people.
Right.
Whereas if you walk into Kroger, there's such a high volume of people that if somebody went to go in there and get crazy with it, they could take a lot of people out. I mean, you could probably get 50, 60, maybe even 100 people out before the cops even get there. You can probably clear the whole damn store out because there's only two exits.
Now, saying that, they do have security at the Kroger.
Exactly, my point.
But I don't think it's a violent security. It's just a security.
They carry guns.
Yeah, it's not. I don't mean like a security that's there against. Well, actually, for that Kroger, it might be because it's a little bit in the hood. But I don't know, man. It's interesting. And it's that, at which point do? Because then when you're talking about that, you're essentially talking about a high police state. And at which point are you accepting of that for the possibility that something like this could happen?
Private security.
Same difference. Same difference. Same difference.
You don't need 30 people in there. You don't need a gaggle of officers. Just have somebody watching the exit and just have the metal detectors in the front.
Yeah, but each theater has their own exit, right? They're secure. Each theater, don't they have the little exit to the emergency exit to the outside?
I think so, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're going to have somebody watching each of those exits? Or how does that work?
Yeah.
So you hire one person. So you go to a movie theater. There's about 20 different theaters in there. That means you hire 20 people to watch all those exits.
Yes. If it keeps 60 people alive.
They don't even want to give people jobs. They ain't going to do that.
Who doesn't want to?
Businesses.
Because it's a hard time. It's a recession.
So we can't ask for that.
Then form a militia of the willing and the strong of the movie patrons.
To stand outside and watch the door.
Yes.
While the...
Okay. They're like, who's going to volunteer to man up? No one raised my hand. Like, give it to me.
Watch the movie. Yeah. They didn't go on to miss their movie.
You know what? You don't get on the real thing about this?
We go.
So you was talking about the whole, you know, passing the law about gun control stuff.
Yeah.
Here's where I'm agreeable and disagreeable with what they would do.
Okay.
Now, I believe everybody should have the right to carry a gun.
Right.
It's the type of gun you should have a right to carry. I shouldn't be able to walk somewhere into a place and buy a freaking AK-47, a rocket launcher, and a bazooka all in the same day and get away with it. Handguns are fine. Rifles, even a shotgun if you got to protect yourself, is fine to have. But
so you're saying no automatic spray?
Yes, you should not be able to get a fucking automatic. It doesn't take an automatic to bring down one person.
What if it's a crowd of people?
Huh?
What if it's a crowd of people?
If you got a crowd of people coming at you, you done did something wrong with your...
I mean, I'm just saying, every now and then...
But seriously, come on.
Every now and then, okay.
Now, the government.
Yeah.
They try to take over. They come out with automatics. We ain't got no automatics. They try to kill us. But now, they done killed us because they got better weaponry.
Always had better weaponry. If people would act more responsible, then wouldn't have that problem. If people weren't so fucking stupid when they got these weapons, if people weren't so gung-ho to kill somebody, like the whole Trayvon Burton thing.
Martin,
whatever the fuck his name is. And then this whole No, I'm just so tired of that right now. That drug out way too long. This motherfucker should be in jail already. He should be. Come on.
Then how?
Huh?
You know they're going to drag that shit, especially since it's in front of the media.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm tired of looking at it. And I told everybody, I was like, I'm so tired of this. It's not even funny. Like, shit, any other fucking black kid would have got shot. It would have been up and over with. But you have a story that goes along with it, and all of a sudden you want to drag this bullshit out. Anyways, it's like gun laws need to be placed to a certain extent, but
you keep going.
Permanently taking away the guns is not the answer. I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me and disagree with him about, you know, what if the government decides to go gun card. If the government decides to go ill with it and really want to go down with it, then we'll grab our AK-47s and our sawed-off shotguns. You heard me, Bush.
No.
Obama. Who's the guy's running? Ronald Reagan. Osama bin Laden. You know what I'm saying? We'll get this up. So we can have our semi-automatics if we really need them. Like, if it really came down to the government wanting to get down with it, we'll go to the gun store like, dude, it's on. He's like, here.
Now, here's the thing. I just learned, apparently, I don't know if this is true, that semi-automatic is not what we think it is.
As far as what?
When I think semi-automatic, I think a gun that goes, brr, stop, brr, as opposed to... Uh-huh. But apparently semi-automatic just means that the weapon that you have will automatically load a new bullet into the chamber and disperse the old bullet.
Yes. Yes, you're
as right. Opposed to stop.
So it's not a
stop. It's a pow, pow, without having to cock it back or nothing like that.
That is,
you know what I'm saying?
Why the fully automatic shoots like a bud beast.
But
reload.
I don't know, man. It's all.
You're in a fucked up world right now, boy.
And you know what the thing is that you can't not pay attention to something like this. But by paying attention to it, if his thing was he wanted attention,
he got it.
Then what we're doing is one, giving him that attention, and two, if there's somebody else that feels like they want to go down the same path, letting them know that if they commit a crime like this, they will get that same attention. They will get weeks. You know what the fuck bothered me? Hold on.
God damn it, get some tape.
Fucking mic.
No, all right, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get some tape. We're going to pause it real quick.
Hold on.
This man some tape. He's about to be a twin.
All right, now you know the shit that fucking bothers me. I'm sorry, I'm loud on the mic right now. Motherfuck.
Hold on.
Okay, some shit like this happens, right? I'm watching the fucking news last night. Or maybe it was like the other day. And they do this whole fucking story on this little bitch that was in Aurora, Colorado, like 2 fucking weeks ago. Talking about some that could have been me. Bitch, it was 2 fucking weeks before the shit happened. Even if that shit was a fucking day before that shit happened, why the fuck are you a story?
Wait a minute. Hold on, wait, what? What?
The bitch was in the movie theater that the shit happened in.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks prior to it happening. And she gets a news story about the fact that she was there 2 weeks before the fucking shooting.
All right.
And then every time some shit happened, you hear about when the World Trade Center happened. Oh, my God. I was there a month ago.
5 years ago, son. I didn't know that was going to happen. It was lucky it was 5 years ago.
Exactly. That's what the fuck? Years.
I'm about to call Fox News right now. I'm like, man, look. I was about to be at that movie theater like 2 years from now. Come and interview me so I can right stay now, hot.
You know what
I'm
that
emotional.
Is? That's some shit that should only matter if you got a fucking time-traveling bomb.
Yeah.
Or time-traveling bullets that span a two-week period when you shoot and then they travel through time and shit.
The only thing time that's relevant is if it was the day of and something may have happened
that made you not go.
Not go. Something came up. I just decided not to go.
Ran out of money. My car broke down.
Then you have an interview. I was there 2 weeks ago. I will smack her. Where's she at?
I was late. I walked into the movie theater to go to that theater when motherfuckers started running out. I can understand that.
They sold out.
They sold out. I bought a ticket to be there. They sold out.
I saw this dude on the internet who ended up not getting because they sold out.
Because they fucking sold. I was waiting in line.
He's like, I was waiting to get a ticket.
They sold out.
They sold out.
I can understand that story. I can understand that. You was there 2 weeks ago. You was there a week ago. Bitch. And you know, that's the fucking news. They try to make, and I hate the news sometimes, man. Let me tell you something else
I don't
know,
watch the news.
But let me get.
I don't watch the news.
They go in, like some shit like this happens, and then they go and try to just pull every little tidbit of bullshit to try and rile people up and shit. You know what I'm saying? Who gives a fuck if you was there 2 weeks ago?
I don't.
That ain't got shit to do with nothing, man. You got all these people that was there that day.
Killed.
The fucking 15 minutes before that shit happened. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody probably left that fucking theater and went to the restroom before the fucker started shooting them.
Oh, settle down. Get a little fuckish there.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Upset,
man.
This is supposed to be an uplifting.
No, man. You can't uplift people do bullshit,
man. I understand
man.
The anger. Because I'm angry.
Fuck.
I'm angry at. I don't even watch news anymore. Won't you watch the news, Yaya? Because it's bullshit. What's on the news? Let's talk about the world's longest fucking Buckeye necklace.
The Buckeye, fuck!
People just got fucking shot up. You wanna talk about Buckeye necklace?
The fuck?
A dog named Ruby?
What? What? What the fuck?
I don't know, but.
You know what else I hate about the motherfucking news?
Huh?
You ever see where you get the news commercial? Huh? Where they be like, there's some deadly food in your refrigerator. We'll tell you at 11.
Why you sitting there eating?
You were sitting there eating and just dropping your spoon. Like, oh, now what the fuck? Oh, shit.
Find out what flavor of Dorito could cause cancer. Everybody sitting there eating back.
Like, what the fuck?
Whoa, these motherfuckers, what?
It's like, what you mean? Wait till 11. That's some shit I need to know right now. I could be eating this right now.
But then you know what? Oh, it's going to be some bullshit when the dude comes on.
Yeah.
It's always something that's not that dangerous and then key 20 years down the road. 10 years down the road.
And that's what I hate. Because you, and you know, and it's, the news is supposed to be informative, but they market that shit like a fucking product. It's supposed to help you and inform you. But, like, the commercials marketed like a product. Tell me. Let me know. You know what I'm saying? Beef from so-and-so has been contaminated with Ebola or whatever the fuck. More on 11. News at 11. So I can go on my refrigerator, clear that shit out if I got it, and then watch the news to figure out what's going on. Or make sure I don't cook that shit for the day. I wonder how many people watch the news and was on some shit like, so and so is dangerous. We'll tell you at 11. And then they died from that same thing or got sick from that same thing. That if they would have just fucking told them in the commercial or whatever, would have saved them or helped them, man. That's why I hate the news, man.
Fucking idiots. That's why I watch Daily Show and what's Stephen Colbert's? I forgot what his is. But the Daily
Colbert Report.
Yeah, the Colbert Report. That's just sad. You got to watch them to get the actual news around the world and get it good and get it right and get it funny.
Man,
I don't know, man.
This shit is insane. The world is going crazy, man. Yeah. The world is just... it's been crazy. It's, you know, that's the thing we say. The world has... we constantly say the world has gone crazy. This motherfucker been crazy. Mm-hmm. This crazy. Motherfucker been crazy for a long time.
A lot of craziness just getting on that.
And you know what it is? Because there's more ways to see the crazy than there was before. Like, back in the day, the crazy was regional. Like, you know, the crazy shit that happened, unless it was like some real big shit, the Columbus crazy shit was Columbus crazy shit. You know, fucking Brooklyn crazy shit was Brooklyn crazy shit. You know, but now every small craziness, bullshit, somebody doing some nonsense, you know, it's all over the internet with the quickness and everybody reports on it. And it just seems like it's more, but it's just, you're just getting more. You're seeing more of it as opposed to, you know, it, I don't know. It's America. The world's been crazy. Don't try to act like the world just got crazy. Yeah, Hitler crazy. Slavery crazy. All this shit is crazy. So Pol Pot crazy.
Oh. On a lighter note, I went online.
Yes.
And there was this guy that he's a really good Street Fighter 4 player. I don't like Street Fighter 4.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I sent you the rant.
Where?
I sent it today though.
Oh, okay.
And he's a one-handed player also. This is a time with Boo Boo. And it was his left hand, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I'm not sure if he deformed or what, but he plays. Because it works for him because, you know, of the arcade stick already being left-handed stick format and right-hand buttons. So he's able to just kind of move the controller, the stick, you know what I mean, with his left hand, plays with his right hand. Mm-hmm. Which is not, you know, when it comes to an arcade stick, that can work really well.
Right, right.
But, now this is my thing about Boo Boo. Boo Boo.
Boo Boo Boo.
I'm going to get you on Twitter.
Boo Boo.
Because I want to know, because I want to see this video.
Okay.
Because when you're talking more about a PlayStation 3 controller or an Xbox controller, you're talking about a layout for a game, especially a shooting game, where
multiple.
Yeah, you got every damn button does something different.
I mean, when I play with her, man, you won't even know that, you know, because the character she uses it moves fluidly as any other character on the screen. Like, you would think having that transition and working with one hand, having to transition from button to button, the character might move jaggedly or something. But nah, like, you can't even tell. Like, so it's crazy. I can't wait to get her on to have her explain this, you know, how it go down and you know, how she did it
popping. I still have not even seen the picture of her yet.
I got,
I don't even know what she looks like.
Oh, shit. I had one on the. She sent me one on the PS3.
I'm supposed to make a comment about her, like, "Hey, you're sexy."
Well, we're gonna get her on the. She gave. She told me what the YouTube link was. I couldn't remember it because I have sucky memory. But I'll get her on Twitter and we'll get it. And then we'll. If she wants us, we could throw the. When we have her on, we'll throw the video and the YouTube links. Yeah. And I mean, she explained it to me, but I would like to have her come on and go into fuller detail and shit. So that'll be cool. And she's just an exciting person.
I heard she was excited to get on the show. Why is she so excited to get on our show?
Our show? Because I don't know. I don't know. Every time we record, I almost just want to jump out the window.
I'm coming through the door, I'm like, why am I even here?
I don't even know why. People be on Twitter, be like, hey, when's the new Boom podcast coming? I'll be like, hey, I really don't want to record.
Hey, where's the new rant?
We love the fans, man.
Do we really?
Love the guys. You know what? I hate using the word fan. It slipped out like that.
They're not fans.
They you know what? They are fucking family.
They are.
And this bitch, Battle Club Gaming Boo Podcast.
Love
people. And hopefully the people love us back. Some of them love us back. I know the star Poppy loves us back.
He sure does.
I know Poppy does.
I want to wish now. Oh, you said you had a surprise.
Yeah. Oh, that's later. That's going to be at the end of the show. End of the show.
Now, this surprise.
Yeah.
Can I? I'm not going to give it out there, but.
Okay.
Does this surprise involve a woman?
A woman?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
But I'm trying not to put it out there. Like, Does it involve him being with a woman somewhere?
Evolve who being with a woman?
God
in a cardboard box? No, being with a woman?
Derek Guy's one coming on, right?
Well, he's trying to. He might not be able to make
it. Well,
he's
one with the big surprise.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Does this involve a woman somehow?
It involves a community member.
This involves him and another community member?
Yeah.
Starting our own podcast?
Huh?
Starting our own podcast? Like a branch off podcast?
Well, you have to wait to the end of the show, sir.
Oh, when is it over? Because we're pushing 37 minutes. I don't even know.
But yeah, it was something, you know what I'm saying? He, you know, Derek got a big heart, man. And he wanted to do something for somebody from the community.
Bro. Oh.
So, you know, we'll see what it is. Huh? What'd you say?
No,
what'd you say? You say he bought you a dog.
No, let's go.
No, what'd you say? Hold on. What'd you say?
Nothing.
Mother Hubbard.
We are on 38 minutes. We need to keep going. What are we going to talk about next?
What the fuck was we talking about just a second ago? Oh, yeah. Shout out to Mo Got Game, a new dude that was running with the community and on Twitter and shit. He just had a little baby and shit.
Oh, man.
So that is, you know, yeah, clap that. Clap, clap. Chap, chap. Mo Got Game. Got a baby.
Good job, sir.
Yeah, son.
Bullseye.
Tearing it down.
America.
Tore down the walls. Bam, bam. 9 months left. Baby.
He's probably like, God damn it.
So that's
I think
dope.
Every dude says that at first.
Hot damn.
They're like, God damn it.
God damn it.
No, they say, God damn it. But then it gets into him. At first, they're like,
so I'll be like, God damn it. Oh, yeah.
I stay with this bitch forever.
Oh, my laugh breaking through the crackling of my microphone.
Yeah, man. God, your microphone's killing this episode.
I'm buying new one. I'm trying.
Yeah, they don't even think they're picking you up anymore. Are you even picking you up anymore? Is it even working?
It's working. Right. I just had to keep adjusting it. Let's see. What else is popping off? So, people thought Final Fantasy Versus 13 was canceled. Square Enix is saying it's not canceled.
It's just taking a long time.
I'm thinking that's going to be 15, and that's going to be PlayStation 4 and the new Xbox.
I think they got 5 more Final Fantasies left in them. They're done.
Nah.
I bet.
Nah.
I guarantee it's 20 in the
done. They're going to keep them coming, man.
Bet they don't, man.
Keep them coming.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
As long as people buy them, I think they're going to keep them coming.
Yeah, I don't know. They're going to do a Seinfeld.
Oh, shit. I know what the fuck we got. What do you mean, Seinfeld? What are you talking about?
You know, Seinfeld, how people, he explained the reason why he canceled his show so early.
Oh, because it was so popular.
So good. It ended while it was good.
Yeah.
Before Kramer went off on a racist rant.
Kalama. I got something we could talk about. There's 3 podcasts out in this world. Great podcasts.
Uh-huh.
Whack ass hosts that suck at Battlefield 3.
Ooh.
Okay.
Names.
I'm not even going. The Battlefield Zero Tolerance. The PlayStation Show. And apparently the fucking Europeans decided to get some European Union and put together the T-Suck and the Grumpy Gamers into one unit. Okay.
What does T-Suck stand for? Oh, PlayStation UK?
Yeah.
I thought it was a disrespectful thing. Like
they do suck, so... what's happening is we're going to have a podcast war on Battlefield 3. Okay? It's going to be a squad deathmatch, which is 4-on-4-on-4.
Mm-hmm.
Boom Podcast, Battle Club Gaming... versus the PlayStation Show, versus Battlefield Zero Tolerance, versus the combined efforts of T-Fist Suck and the Grumpy Gamer Podcast.
So who's representing the Boom?
The Boom will be me,
uh-huh.
Stella King,
uh-huh.
Youth the Boss,
uh-huh.
and then DM18th. The homie I was in the dog tag war with at first, uh-huh. back when we first started recording and shit. And if one of them can't make it, then we're going to do Ice Storm.
What about which name? Who's Boo Boo representing?
Boo Boo. I don't know if anybody's going to draft Boo Boo. I don't know. Because it's only 4 people.
Because if y'all lose one, she's that good, Thorner. Embarrass me even more.
If we look, because I mean, if we got ice. Ice is right now for us. Ice Storm is going to be our,
oh, yeah, I remember,
our reserve. That motherfucker is funny as shit.
Damn, I need to get back on Resistance.
We was playing shit last night.
What y'all playing?
We was playing Battlefield 3. Me, Ice, and Youth. And then we ended up getting a dude in our squad, Henny OG. Mm-hmm. Just random cat. But, man, that was some of the funnest fucking battle. Shit was funny. Playing with Youth was crazy. We really, like, he's getting it, but we're going to step him up. By the time the match come, he's going to be on fire. You know, I'm trying to pull him off of Call of Duty and get him playing Battlefield more to prepare. But by the time he come around, he'll fire. But that shit be funny as fuck, man. Funny as fuck. Like, you'd be like, Youth! Turn around. Which way?
What?
He kept saying. Because we was going after the M combo. We was going back and forth between Rush. Mm-hmm. We have to attack the M com boxes. And then Conquest, where you have to get the points. Mm-hmm. And the M com boxes are marked A and B. And then the points in Conquest are like A, B, C, D, whatever, whatever. So he kept saying, I'm going toward the number B. I'm going toward the number A. And I was like, dog, you know that's a letter, right? That shit, we was cracking up,
yo.
I'm
gonna buy that next month. Because I got to get some more done to my car. I get a new tire, oil change, and all that. So I'm gonna end up spending a lot of money next month anyway. So I might go ahead and, huh?
It's a lot of money, bro.
What?
All that shit.
Tire, oil change, and Blood Blood said he had somebody do the brakes.
Oh, okay, good. Got a little hookup.
And new windshield wipers. So I'm probably end up dropping like $300 to $400 next month.
And how long does it take you to save up that kind of money?
Who, me?
Yeah.
A month. I mean, when it's supposed to go towards medications, but I need transportation.
So you're using your medication money
to fix the car.
To fix your whip.
Yeah, I need the car.
Well, it's got to be done, man. It's got
to
be done.
Because, yeah, think about it. The only way I'm able to keep, you know, especially when the Medicaid runs out. Now that they passed Obamacare.
Might help you out a little bit longer.
So now, yeah, the job. They have to, you know, accept the pre-health condition stuff.
Right.
So that way, any job I get now, they have to insure me.
They'll be able to help you.
Yep. And right. The way to get the job is what? Have a car.
That's true.
Education.
But you know what? That's one of the things. That's one of the rough things. Like having any type of medical or just anything in life. Like money is short, man. You know what I'm saying? And so when stuff like that happens, and then you have to choose between, okay, am I gonna pay my rent or am I gonna have medicine? Am I gonna have, you know, am I gonna have medicine to fix my and not be able to fix my car and then possibly not get to work? But then you don't get to work, you ain't gonna pay your rent. So it's a
cycle.
It is. That's basically what it is. A vicious and it's a fucked up situation that a lot of people be in, man. It's
America.
It's crazy ill. But I was trying to hold off for Derek Gott, but I haven't gotten a message from him, so I'm not sure if it's going to be making. So let's go ahead. We're going to get into this thing. First of all, I'm going to read out a couple of names. Obviously, Derek Gott, Mr. 007. Mm. These are all community members off of Twitter and shit. PlayStation Slow, Battlefield Zero Tolerance, Battle Club Gaming, Mr. Derek Gott 007, mm-hmm. Mr. Steven Davis, mm-hmm. Kenya Spencer, Mr. Kevin Gaines, Emilio Zapata, Jonathan DeVoe, mm-hmm. Simon Heath, mm-hmm. Mr. Torrance Davis from the Bitbag. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, he's not Bitbag anymore. He shut the fuck up and play. Mr. Simon Griffith, I apologize, and I do believe that's everybody, and then Jeff Rubenstein, and I'm going to tell you a story. Derek Gott, well, hold on, we were supposed to, one
did
second.
Did he buy me a PlayStation 3?
Hold on, dude, I wish, I need one.
Another PlayStation 3?
Wait, you have a PlayStation 3, motherfucker.
So what you need one for?
Okay. So, alright. So, alright. Video running.
I don't look.
Okay. Wait, can you see me?
Yeah, I see you.
Okay, let me see. Okay. Yeah. You look like a podcaster.
Thank you.
Sir.
Lazy.
Okay. So, all these people, Derek got basically started up collecting money from people in the community because he wanted to do something cool for somebody in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Somebody that, you know, gave a lot to the community, mm-hmm. helped make the community laugh and shit. Shit.
You use my mic?
Basically. Yeah, let me use your mic. Hold on. This is how Boom Podcast work out this bitch.
Okay, you take this one.
You take that one.
Okay.
Hello? 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 Okay. Now. Okay.
No.
You know what? Just go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
So, like I said, he basically rallied up the whole community to do something for somebody cool in the community.
Yep.
You know, it's a situation where the person's not able to work and stuff, you know, because of certain things that go on with them and shit. And, you know, they don't always have the money to be able to do what they want to do. And it's something that they've been talking about for a long time that they've been wanting and shit. So the community all pitched together to get it for him. Now, here's the awesome thing is after we had collected the money, Mr. Jeff Rubenstein from Sony actually pitched in and donated the item.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it?
That was fucking awesome. So we got the item to give to the community member, and the money that we got, we're going to donate that to a charity. So we'll find like a good charity or something to be able to donate the money or something. Okay. So hold on. One, you hold that.
Yeah, hold on.
Camera. Hold that. Put it on me. Put it on me. Yeah. You hold that camera. You put it on me.
America.
Here's your mic.
Whoa, wait a minute. I don't even know what's going on here.
Here's your mic.
Oh, here you go. Take this.
I'll take this mic.
Oh, my. Oh, man.
I'm going to take this mic.
Oh, my Lanta. Ready?
Alright.
Wait, where are you going?
So, whole community. Yeah,
yes, sir.
They appreciate all that you do. They appreciate all the work that you put in on the Boom Podcast.
Nah, for real, sir.
Appreciate
what is this?
All of your rants and everything that you do.
What is this?
Like I said, they listen to you. They know, you know, about dialysis. You know, they listen. They know that you sometimes you're having a rough time.
Yes, sir.
And they know that this is something that you've been talking about for a while.
Mm.
And thanks to Jeff Rubenstein from Sony.
Man.
And thanks to the Battle Club Gaming, Boom Podcast, PlayStation Show, Battlefield, Zero Tolerance, and Torrance Davis from Shut the Fuck Up and Play.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
guys, we're going to go
ahead. Like,
take
like
the mic.
Birthday gift.
Let me take the mic off. Hold on. Let me.
Like a late birthday
sweet,
gift.
Sweet, gentle Jesus. I got the, you know what? I'm getting caught up here. This is so personal. Here it goes. We open it up. Let me see. Holy shit on the stick. Are you kidding me?
That's from the community, baby. They love you, man. They came together.
They love you. Oh, bro.
Yep. That's the good joint right there. That's the one Derek Gott was talking about.
Damn, for real?
Derek Gott put this whole thing together for you, man.
Oh, man. That is... Damn, y'all. I don't even know what to say, man. You know, let me get on this microphone. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to say real quick. I'm going to hop on here. Are we still recording?
We're still recording.
From the bottom of my heart to the whole community and everybody that did this for me, I really didn't realize that everybody really liked the rants and stuff I was doing that much. And I know it's been rough. I am going to try to do more of the community stuff as possible as can. And, you know, the best things I do are the rants and doing other shows and plus the podcast I do with Staccata. And I'm working on it, but hopefully next month, like I told Staccata, I'm going to get the Battlefield 3 pack and we'll start doing that with the community as well. And as long as many events as I can, whatever I can afford to do. And I love you guys. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. And who am I going after? God? Dare God? Dare God?
Granted. Dare God put it in motion.
And thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. And now I'm coming after you in Gran Turismo 5. You didn't realize that. You sealed your own fate. Thank you, man. I love you guys. I love the community. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it, guys.
There is one more thing, though. I wasn't able to go out and get it because I ain't got no whip. But with part of the donation money, we are going to purchase the Grand Theft Auto 5 game to go along.
Gran Turismo 5.
Gran Turismo.
And thank you again for the donation for Grand Theft Auto 5, which I'm going to be playing with the Logitech. So, the dude, the guy from Sony.
Jeff Rubin. Are you for real? He asked him about you, and he basically laid out your story, told him about, you know, dialysis and, you know, how you want to work, but, you know, doing dialysis and shit, not being able to really get that job down and shit. And, you know, he was gracious enough. He hit me up on the email, and he sent it to
us. Thank you, man. Jeff Rubin, thank you so much. Like I said, from everybody from the community, thank you. I love you guys. And you will see me playing Grand Theft, Gran Turismo 5, version 2.0. And I'm coming after y'all. And like I said, wait for me. Give me another month or two and get my stuff together. And I'm trying to, you know, get the whole apartment and stuff situated. And I will be getting a Battlefield to play with the community and any other games that come after that. And doing a lot more stuff with the community. But, you know, it's kind of rough with my situation. But I'm going to get together. And I appreciate everybody helping me. And I love you guys to death. And there, I said what I had to say. I'm not going to cry because I'm a man. I'm going to hold it in. I'm going to hold the tears in.
Oh, wait. I'm a man. What you mean, tears?
I know tears coming out yet, but I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to say is I'm not going to let the tears come out. I'm not going to get emotional. Thank you, community, and I really appreciate you guys.
Right. Do we want to do an unboxing of the wheel real quick?
You want to crack it open?
Crack that shit open.
All right. Hold on.
Crack that shit open.
You know, God damn it. You know.